Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400 plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
I hope you can hear the cornucopia of birds, doves, all over. I wanted to open up the window and share what I hear every morning. My husband and I were talking about when did I start looking at nature and God's creation in a new way. And I said, you know, if you 5 years ago asked me to go to Nebraska with you, I would have told you you were crazy. I'm not doing that. I'd have to sleep in someone else's house in a small place, be out in nature. I may not even have a cell phone connection. What would I do? I don't want to get all dirty. I don't want to go. That's not my thing. And now, it's my second trip. This last trip, I saw stuff that I never thought I would have ever seen before. I wouldn't be seeking it out. I wouldn't even be thinking about it. Branding. I love animals. I have a new appreciation for animals ever since I've had a couple of dogs. Things started changing in that respect because I started noticing animals differently. Before, I just kind of never noticed them before. And now I'm out there with many, many, many cattle, moms and their little babies, their calves, who are going to get branded. And unfortunately, that's what they have to do. Ranchers have to claim their animals because we humans don't leave them alone. They get stolen and they get sold or just eaten. This is the rancher's livelihood as well. It was tough to watch. But what I did notice was the babies got up and they immediately went to go see mom. But they also, while they were down, received their vaccinations and other things. Like, so the guys had their... They were castrated, I guess you could say, and that had to happen as well. So yeah, probably more traumatic for the guys. But in the end, boom, they never have to go through that again, and they go in with mom, and off they went to the pasture. It was stressful. But I also know that's what they have to do. Excuse me. So it was an experience that I called on the Holy Spirit to help me open my eyes and to really put myself in this lifestyle. This is a hard life. They were cowboying. They were on the horses. They were lassoing these calves. They were corralling them from the mountaintops. I've got some videos. If you go to my YouTube channel, I'm sure I'll share a few. I'm going to share it on Facebook and social media as well, because I think that we forget, those of us who eat meat, forget where that meat comes from. And so back to nature, as I hear more birds coming in, got some crows, not the prettiest sound in the world, but God made all of these different birds. And when I was in Nebraska, I saw a ton of different ducks and other wildlife and other birds that that I've never seen before. So this appreciation for creation and nature around me has made me a much better person, a more grateful person. So when I'm in my car, I'm seeing the trees and I'm smelling the flowers. Even when I go to the grocery store, I'll stop by the flower department, make sure I stop and smell the roses. And it's a beautiful change. I wouldn't change it for the world. As a matter of fact, we are looking to live in a place for retirement that is more based in nature. And that's what we did for hours. We just sat and looked at the countryside from the ranch, hanging out with friends, learning more about these new people that I've met and this new lifestyle, and appreciating the very second minute moment that I was in. Oh, they had these horses that are gorgeous and powerful, and I don't know the first thing about a horse. Last time I got up on a horse, it was my prom, senior prom in high school, and I was wasted. I was so drunk. And my horse was a pony. Everyone was laughing. I could have probably climbed up on the thing without a saddle. It was this little white horse. And I guess people were saying that he pushed his belly out when they put the saddle on. So the saddle wasn't on, like, tight. So when we started trotting along, the saddle just turned to the side. And obviously, as I'm parallel with the ground, I just drop like a sack of potatoes into the mud with my friend's pink sweater that I was borrowing. So that was my experience with a horse. And now these other horses are over my head. They are so big. And they just want love. And they wanted to be petted. Oh, it was so incredible. That was my weekly video talking about the Holy Spirit and experiencing new things. So maybe today it doesn't work, but maybe you can look into going somewhere, jumping in the car. Maybe it's even not that far. Maybe there's a forest preserve or a park or a recreational place or a hiking ground that you can go to that you don't take the time to typically go to, and immerse yourself in nature. Where I'm living right now, it's spring. Everything is coming to life. Everything is starting to leaf out and flower. And it's great to watch the forests thicken up and get deeper green. And listening to the birds. As the spring started, the red-winged blackbirds would come, and then the robins. And you know these songbirds. And you know that spring is here and this renewal. So let's try to renew our appreciation for God's creation and what God has provided us in a multitude of ways to nourish us. His vegetables, his fruits. Let's think about the animals that sacrifice their lives to feed us for those who eat that type of protein. But also thanking God for the grains and the legumes and everything that he provides to us that sustain us and help us live. The trees. The trees that provide us with the air we breathe. And we provide them with the carbon dioxide that they need to breathe. God is so awesome. Let's not forget all the stuff in the sea and the minerals and the salt. And let's bring this gratitude to the world. As we're driving with our children or our spouse or hanging out with our friends and we notice God's creation, let's say something. Oh, God is so amazing. Look at that beautiful, whatever, tree. Those beautiful flowers. Let's go smell it. And then when you're smelling it, say, thank you, God. What a beautiful interruption of us in our busy day to take a moment to appreciate what you have provided us that most often we just walk on by without even giving it a second thought. Maybe you can have an intense prayer before you eat, thanking God for all of the ways that He sustains us and that we probably take for granted. All right, everyone, it's good to be back. I missed you, and I hope that you have a grateful, blessed day. Appreciate what's around you. Pay attention to where you are and what God has in front of you, because it could be He's sending you signs. When my husband and I were in Tennessee, we were driving around and cardinals kept flying in front of our windshield. I don't know if you know, but if a cardinal comes into your way, that means someone is praying for you in heaven. That's what I've read, at least. And that was pretty amazing because it kept happening. And I thought, okay, someone's praying for us up there, or maybe this is a sign from God to say, you're on the right track. But if I wasn't paying attention, the bird could have flown in front of the thing 1,000 times and I would have been oblivious. That's kind of what I'm talking about. And maybe the next time you see a bird fly in front of you, think about what you are contemplating in your mind at that moment. Maybe that's God trying to give you the answer in a way that you haven't tuned into before. God speaks through nature all the time. Okay, I love you all. Have a blessed and inspired day. Take care. Hello, I'm Kendra Von Esch, and you are listening to my 10-minute daily podcast, Reality Reflections. I bought into what this world said would make me happy. Money, prestige, power. And hey, if it feels good, do it, because life is stressful, so party hard. Do whatever makes you happy. But that didn't quite work out, because I felt even more insecure, full of fear, shame, and anxiety, and never, ever good enough. Then God found me and flipped my reality upside down and transformed my life. And I want this for everyone. So I left my executive career to help others find true acceptance, supernatural peace, joy, and love that only comes from a relationship with God. Here is my reality reflection for today.